You should go into radio.
Say now!
Hey, that sounds great.
So how do we do that?
How do we start this thing?
You'll have to speak into the microphone.
Oh, you're good at this.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money.
Just go do it already.
Let's go already!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little by little, sipping on a frozen drink.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. Oh, absolutely, I am back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm back. I'm back. Oh, yeah, yesterday was bad. Man, the whole past week was really bad. Yesterday was bad. I'm ready to jump off a ledge or something. It was bad. But I'm back. All right, so good morning. How you doing? Incredible show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. I'm going to turn to you for help and guidance today regarding mental illness. And not just any mental illness. Trump derangement syndrome. Do you think that is a mental illness? And we're going to be doing a telephone poll of our listeners to see if they believe it is a mental illness. Now, why would I do that? Glad you asked. There's a representative in Ohio, a lawmaker in Ohio, a guy named Warren Davidson, who's introduced legislation that Trump derangement syndrome should be investigated. There should be some research done on this, what really appears to be a mental illness. And so we're going to be talking about Trump derangement syndrome, and more importantly, if you have witnessed it in your life, maybe a coworker, maybe a neighbor, maybe a spouse, maybe a kid, maybe a parent, you know, who the hell knows? So if you've seen Trump derangement syndrome, and you can spot it, and believe me, I can spot it. Do you think it's a mental illness? Because this state rep in Ohio is saying, yeah, we definitely have to direct the National Institutes of Health to study the psychological and social roots of what is known as Trump derangement syndrome, marked by extreme negative reactions to President Donald J. Trump. You're going to need my phone number. We're not going to open up the lines just yet, but you're going to need my phone number. You need to add it to your phone under favorites so that, and make it as, you know, Dimitri or Big Willie 105.5, but Dimitri is better because of fewer letters. All right, and here's the phone number, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. We are going to be conducting a semi-scientific survey, one of Dimitri's legendary semi-scientific surveys. Do you think Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness? And if so, why? And you vote yes or you vote no. We will send the results to this congressman from Ohio. We're going to send the results to Warren Davidson. And either he is going to be pleased or not pleased. But it really depends on you. Again, it's 740-325-1490. So we've got that. We've got Bruce Springsteen having a senior moment. And yes, it's Trump derangement syndrome. We've got the audio. We're going to play that for you. Also, some great audio regarding President Trump. Also, here in our primary listening area regarding Trump, he is. I read this in the on the website of the of Channel 7 of TRF, and I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. Guess who Donald Trump is endorsing for United States Senate when she runs, if she runs for re-election? He's endorsing West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. Now, there's got to be a lot more to that story, and I'll unpack it for you and explain what I think is really going on here. But when I read this, my jaw dropped. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Oh my God. So we've got all of that going on. Also, our sales manager here, Jim Trefney, Tref Dog, we call him. We love this guy in a completely straight, heterosexual sort of way. Loves the Pirates. In other words, he is a masochist. But he made a post on Facebook. Oh, by the way, our Facebook, you can actually see the show, although there's not much to see, although we do have a new mic flag, which is nice, Big Willie 1055. You can see it on the Big Willie 1055 Facebook page. That's Big Willie 1055, the Facebook page. Hi. You can also see it on my profile page, Dimitri, with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. And you can see the show. So Tref Dog is playing around with his artificial intelligence. Chat something or group chat or chat back, some chat thing, I don't know what. Anyway, it's artificial intelligence. And if I understood his post clearly, I think I did. He's saying essentially that artificial intelligence could do a better job of running the Pittsburgh Pirates than Wheeling's bungling billionaire Bob, Bob Nutting. That's the same Bob Nutting who inspired the hashtag Nutting Sucks. Pirates fans throughout the world use this hashtag, Nutting Sucks. I'm not making this up. I've got the documentation. So we've got all of that and so much more. Great audio clips for you. Again, the phone number 740-325-1490. Really start thinking to yourself, is Trump derangement syndrome really a mental illness? A congressman from Ohio, and he's not the only one. There's another congressman who's signed on to this as a co-sponsor or something. They're saying this thing has got to be studied by the mental health institutions of our country. Like the National Institutes of Health. I believe we're looking at a real mental illness here. I don't say that lightly. I've seen way too many people who are otherwise normal, sane people. As soon as you say the T word, their heads explode. Steam comes out of their ears. Their eyes bug out. I've never seen anything like it. And some of them, not all with Trump derangement syndrome, but a lot of them, behave in such irrational and almost dangerous ways that I wonder if maybe it's time for us to really study this mental illness. And if they are that mentally ill, maybe it's time to have some serious discussions about state hospitals to try to, you know, get them well again. So we're going to be talking about all of that and so much more. But first, Bruce Springsteen. He was in England, and he wanted to show the rest of the world how much he hates America and hates Trump. So Bruce Springsteen, who I think is now 92 years old or something. I don't know. He's up there. This is his senior moment. And again, it all ties into Trump derangement syndrome.
That are altering the very nature of our country's democracy, and they're too important to ignore. So, first I want to thank you for indulging me. But in America, my home, they're persecuting people for their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. That's happening now. Richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. That's happening now. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those who are struggling for their freedoms. That's happening now. They are defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological commands. And they are removing residents off American streets without due process of law and deporting them to foreign detention centers and prisons. That's happening now. A majority of our elected representatives have utterly failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government. They have no concern or idea of what it means to be deeply American. The America I've sung to you about for 50 years is real. Regardless of its many faults, it's a great country with a great people, and we will survive this moment. Yeah. Now, I have hope because I believe in the truth of what the great American writer James Baldwin said. He said, in this world, there isn't as much humanity as one would like. But there's enough. This is my city of rules. One, two.
Born in the USA, I guess. I don't know. It just Bruce Springsteen, senior moment, Trump derangement syndrome. After this short break, we're going to open up the phone lines, and your vote matters. Your vote matters. Do you believe the Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness? This is taking on some traction here because of this congressman from Ohio, Warren Davidson, introducing the Trump Derangement Syndrome Research Act of 2025. I'll be talking with you about that. Phone number 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. You can see the show on Facebook. We have a Facebook live stream of it. There's not much to see. It's just, you know, a high school graduate talking into a microphone, a couple of screens up here, and just a mic flag, and it's really not much to see. And yet people still tune in to watch it. It's just the damnedest thing. Literally thousands of people. And now you can see it on the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5. It's amazing. And that page has just taken off like crazy. Big Willie 105.5. Great country music, great NASCAR, great high school sports. And now Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, live, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And then Thursdays and Fridays on the River Talk Radio Network, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and follow that. And your comments matter. We want to hear what you, we want to see what you have to say. So by all means, do that. So we'll give you more information here after this short break regarding this groundbreaking story in the world of mental health. That is Trump derangement syndrome. Congressmen are now calling for a study to see if this is a mental health issue. And I believe it is. But I also want your thoughts. We want you to vote on this.